From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. A GOP state senator says he is pleased with how Governor Mike Parson is transitioning into office so far. Parson's won praise from both parties for promising to enhance workforce development programs and bolster the state's transportation infrastructure. He became governor after Eric Greitens' resignation in early June. GOP Senator Bob Onder says Republicans that control the General Assembly will work well with Parson during the 2019 legislative session.
The House and the Senate and the governor's mansion are all occupied by people of the same party. So I think the change with Governor Parson will be a change for the better.
Onder, who is running against Democrat Patrice Billings this November, made the remarks on St. Louis Public Radio's podcast, Politically Speaking. The mother of a former Missouri high school student is suing the Joplin School Board and three district administrators for alleged discrimination against her transgender child. Natalie Murray alleges in the lawsuit that the district denied her child the right to use the boys' restroom and locker rooms at Joplin High School. She says her 16-year-old has lived as a male since age 12. The Joplin Globe reports that school board president Sherrick Dermott said that the district doesn't have a specific policy for accommodating transgender students, but that its anti-bullying policy covers all students. Missouri's new governor is gearing up for the first special session of his tenure, and one of the things he's emphasizing is drug treatment courts. Earlier this year, Governor Mike Parson vetoed a bill that would have changed the way drug courts are run across the state because he said too many unrelated things have been added to it. Parson said today that taking another crack at the bill is important because it's meant to find alternative sentencing.
To a different situation besides just incarcerating people in the state. I have no interest in building any more prisons as governor.
The special session kicks off next week during what is traditionally the time lawmakers can attempt to override any of the governor's vetoes. The Cape Girardeau City Council has approved a resolution to accept a bronze sculpture of a formerly enslaved Civil War-era Union soldier to be placed in a city park. The council approved the resolution yesterday. The Southeast Missourian reports the statue could be erected by June in Cape Girardeau's Ivor Square. The council renamed Common Pleas Courthouse Park last year in honor of James Ivers and his wife, Harriet. James Ivers died of illness while serving in the Union Army in 1863. He was among more than 200 black men who enlisted in the Cape Girardeau Union Army from 1863 to 1864. Supporters told the council last month they hope to raise $60,000 to fund the project. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.